views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny, will enliven you to break through stagnation and procrastination to fulfill your life's destiny. Joseph Gabby is a natural medium and will share his gifts live, on air, with you to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing. This hit call-in show brings positive vibes to enter directly or indirectly to your subconscious as a catalyst to release your old beliefs that no longer work for you. Are you ready for a new and brighter future? Joseph will cover many areas of healing to clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. This show will be the lighthouse to bring the awareness needed for incredible change. Now, here is your host, Joseph Gabby.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sue London, filling the host seat today for Joseph Gabby, and you're listening to the Joseph Gabby Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I want to invite you to stay with us for the next hour and let us empower you to live the life you were meant to be by consciously living your destiny. Now, I want to invite you to connect with Joseph after the show at his website, theblueprintofyoursoul.com, and be sure to check out Joseph's amazing special that he's got on his numerology chart. And also, when you go to his website, sign up for his free newsletter by downloading a free chapter of his book, awesome book, guys. You just got to check that out. So that address again is theblueprintofyoursoul.com. Now, to learn more about myself, Sue London, please visit asksuelondon.com. Folks, years ago, I faced many trials and tribulations in my life. I had to overcome, and I went on to heal Crohn's disease, life and death pregnancy. I was given 30 minutes to live in my life. I went through abuse. I had a near-death experience, divorce, and I went on to create the life that I absolutely love. So I would like to also give you a gift. My way, I've had people to help me heal, and now I want to help you. So to learn some tools and techniques that I use to heal all these challenges, go to my website, asksuelondon.com, sign up for my free newsletter, and I'm going to send you 10 empowering videos to help you along your journey. Again, that website is asksuelondon.com. Now, today we've got a special show. Our topic is Stop Trying to Control Your Weight. And our guest is Lise Bourbeau, and we, I tell you again, are going to have an amazing show because today our guest is going to offer you a new way at looking at your relationship with food, folks. She is going to reveal the connection between the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual dimensions and help you know yourself better by observing your eating habits. Did I say we were going to have a great show today or what, folks?
Yes.
Before we bring Lise on the show, I want to give you the call-in number because you can all call in today and ask your questions to both Lise and myself. Now, that number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number you call is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So let's get started with the show and bring Lise on. Lise, welcome to the Joseph Gabby Show.
Well, I'm very happy to be a guest.
Well, I've got to tell you, you know, when it comes to food and eating it and watching the emotional stuff and the physical stuff going on, I can tell you, been there, done that. I have been one who has been really stressed and turned to those warm donuts, you know, gone to those fun food places. But before we get into talking about that, tell everybody about who Lise Bourbeau is. Tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm a mother, grandmother, and, you know, doing what I have to do all my life. And, but I've been very lucky in discovering some, I had many like haha moments, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I'm 72 years old and still going full, you know, really strong and very busy. And when I was, I got married like everybody else, and I had children, and I decided to work in sales when I was about maybe 24 years old.
Okay.
And because I wanted to have some extra income at night, I started with Tupperware.
Okay.
And within a year, I was number one of Canada and United States, and I was going full blast. I was really loving my work, and I was discovering the, all this power of the subconscious mind, and, you know, I was reading all these books to be positive. You know how it is in sales,
yeah.
You have to motivate
yeah.
people. And I found that I had a real good talent to motivate people because I built a strong group, you know, so beat all the records.
Yeah.
And, but during that time, like I was having some aches and pains like everybody else and having some trouble with my husband. But, you know, I was always seeing all these thousands of women. I figured that in the 16 years I was in sales, I met 40,000 people.
Okay.
And all I heard about every night at a Tupperware party was problems. People would talk about their, you know, health problems, weight problems, the relationship problem. And there was no, I kept saying, I don't know if I'll ever have a group of women one night that will only talk about nice, positive things, you know,
yeah.
good news. They're
yeah.
just talking about problems. And during that time, I was learning a lot because I was motivated, and I wanted to be a better psychologist to help motivate my own group.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I woke up with a weight problem.
Okay.
So I decided to write down everything I ate and drank, and that was a really a big eye opener. I realized so many things about myself that I had never learned in books or seminars before. How rigid I was, how demanding I was, how perfectionist I was, and at that time, I had divorced my first husband, and I was alone with three teenagers.
Oh no, that would do it to you.
Pardon?
That would do it to you. Three teenagers and being a single mom?
Yeah. And, but still working, you know, like 90
yeah.
hours a week in sales.
Yeah.
And then it's one day I had a dream.
Okay.
And I saw myself in front of 1,000 people in a big hall and teaching people how to listen to their body, and
okay.
which I had been doing in the last year or two, where I had, when I discovered so many things, when I started to write down what I eat and drink, my dream was telling me that I should teach that, because I healed myself of all kinds of aches and pains at the same time.
Yeah.
So I can say that this dream, this start that day, started my spiritual quest, because
yeah.
before I was more in the positive thinking world, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's it. After the dream, it took me a few months and I quit everything, and I was making loads of money and having very high success in sales. But I quit everything and I decided to start my school.
Okay.
And I was like, that was 30 years ago. So I was 40 years old, 42 years old.
Uh-huh.
And that's it. And then I have been going strong. And now I am writing my 22nd book.
Wow.
We teach in 22 countries, and I have 10 trainers who go all over the world with me to teach. And so my books are translated also in 25 countries. So it's going very, really good now.
Yeah, and you know what I really like, and I want to point out to all our listeners, is that, you know, you took action. You had a dream. You got a message. You took action, and look, as a result of you taking action, what happened
yes.
for you?
I can tell you that it was not easy, because I had a lot of financial problems, because I was too eager. You know, I took too many risks, but on the whole, after learning lots of things, I now it's now it's good. Yes.
Yeah. Well, and you know, folks, some of you may know me, some of you may not. At least what happened with me was, again, similar in the way that an experience changed my life. And I know where you're talking about, you know, having this dream. What happened for me, I used to in my past, and in the past, I'm 100% healed now, but I used to have Crohn's disease. And this one particular experience that happened for me, my intestine had burst and I was given 30 minutes to live. And I went to the white light. I had, you know, the near death experience going in the tunnel. And that was what really, really changed for me and made me look at life so differently and really showed me, you know, you worry, what does worry get you? But challenges, problems with your health. And, you know, it's just such a waste, you know, and it really showed me a whole new world. So I can totally relate what you're saying with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to really, give you the high five, because before we started the show, you said that you spoke French and only French and you speak English too. For me, I, as I mentioned to you, we own a condo that's not too far from you, and I took French all through school, and I still can't speak the language, and we have a condo up by you. So, you know, there's anything that you set your mind to, folks, you can do it. And, you know, here's two people today sharing with you that anything is possible. And, you know, take our words of inspiration and take action, whatever you want to learn.
Yes, because when you start taking action, then it brings you places that you never thought of before.
Oh, for sure.
But we have to let go, though, at the same time, because when I had problems in the first few years, it's because I was too demanding. I was too directive. I wanted things my way, and I wasn't able to let go as much and trust my inner God. But
after a while, it
worked, you know.
Yeah. Can I get you to hold that thought? Because we have to take a short break. And when we come back, we want to get into really talking about how to stop trying to control your weight.
Okay.
So, folks, if you want to call in and ask questions, give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And you can also connect with us through TransformationTalkRadio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861 or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
A on the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to the Joseph Gabby Show. I'm Sue London, filling the host seat today for my dear friend Joseph Gabby. And our guest today is Lise Bourbeau. And today our topic is stop trying to control your weight. How many of you out there listening today are feeling that you just got to do something about your weight? You just are so focused on how heavy you are or how to change that. Well, today we're going to give you some amazing tools and techniques and a great book we're going to talk about that's really going to help you to make some positive changes, not just with your weight, but in other areas of your life. Lise, you've got this new great book now. Tell everybody about it. Just listen to your body and eat. Stop trying to control your weight.
Well, I actually in the book I mentioned everything that I learned, you know, like I said 30 years ago before I started my school, and what I've learned since with working with thousands of people every year. And I have to admit the diets don't work. You know, I'm not the only one that says that. And because when I tried, when I saw myself with about 20 pounds overweight many years ago, I tried different diets. And as soon as I would stop, then I would gain it again. And I got so frustrated.
It was like a roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, and so it's that's when I had my dream. And first I woke up one morning and I had this brilliant idea that instead of going on diet, I should write down what I eat. And I learned more about myself. In the first month, I sat down and I did that every night, what I ate, what I drank during the day. Mm-hmm. I learned more about myself than in the 15 previous years that I had been attending workshops and reading all kinds of books, you know, on knowing yourself.
Okay.
So it got me so excited because within the 3 months I had lost the weight I had extra, and with no diet at all, I could just sit down and ask myself, when am I really hungry, first of all? You know, am I really hungry? Because I realized when I wrote down everything that most of the time I would eat for different reasons. I would eat because it was time to eat. I would eat because I was lonely, or I would eat because as a reward, because I said, oh, now I've done a good day's work. Now I'm going to have some chips and a glass of wine. And
I've been there. I've done that.
You know? And we eat for all kinds of reasons.
Yeah.
And we eat also, like I'll eat the chicken before it goes bad. So I did not ask my body what it needed.
Oh,
so
okay.
That's when I realized that I lived my life the same way. I would do things because I learned that it was supposed to be done like that. Somebody asked me a favor, I say yes, because I mean, I want to be a good person. I don't want to be selfish. I forget to ask myself, do I really want that? You know, when sometimes 10 minutes before the phone call, I said to myself, tonight I'm doing nothing. I'm so tired. I have to rest. And then somebody said, can I visit you? I need a favor. I need to see you. And then I'd say yes, you know.
Yeah, the people pleaser in you, eh?
So that's what I realized. I saw all those things about myself that, and I was very also controlling. Like I would do the same with my children. I was alone with my three children at the time, and I would decide, you know, like the beginning of the week. Okay, Monday night we eat that. Tuesday night we eat that. Like I had everything prepared, and without. Realize without asking myself or my children if that's what we wanted to eat.
Yeah.
And so when I started to change that, I would say to myself, am I really hungry? Mm-hmm. If I didn't know, if you're not sure, then you're not hungry.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's like if a girl says, should I marry this guy or not? Well, don't marry him, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, but what you're saying there about writing it down, I can tell you as well, I do that. I work with a personal trainer twice a week, and my goal is to, you know, really get in a better shape. I don't talk about diets. I don't focus on the word diets. I think it's just, you know, changing and eating healthy. And I know, like, you know, that's the one thing he says to me as well. Write it down, because then you're aware of what you're eating, the amounts you're eating, when you're eating it. And it is really a powerful tool to use. And, you know, I've been working with this trainer. He's been having me do this now for 2 months. And in the time that I've been working with him so far, I have lost almost, well, it's probably about 14 inches now. That's, you know, that's just how powerful, like, with food, it can affect you. It is so true. You know,
but we have to be careful, because I saw that happen to a lot of people, that when you start writing down what you eat, many times people start to control themselves, because they say, oh no, like, they don't want to write, oh no, gee, I had, I had dessert 3 times today. Look at that. I hope nobody sees my paper or whatever. And if you feel guilty about something and when you write it down, you knock yourself on the head, then it does not work. You will gain your weight right back again, because this is the most powerful thing to remember, is it's not what you eat. And when you eat that makes you gain weight, it's the guilt that makes you gain weight.
That's right.
So if you eat because you're afraid of something, you don't want to gain weight, you're afraid to lose your shape, whatever, if you go on a diet for that, then that it's guilt. If guilt is running you,
it's a negative emotion. It's like very toxic.
The only reason why you should eat, as I find, is you should write down what you eat, is just to know about yourself. So this is why I've divided the way we eat in 6 different categories. So if I see that, if at the end of the week, you know, I look at my sheet of every paper, I've already created also a daily food journal.
Okay.
And it's on our website. You can find it there.
Okay, perfect.
So,
and tell everybody the website.
Pardon?
Tell everybody what the website address is, can you?
The website is www.listentoyourbody.com.
The dot
I don't
net?
Want to make a mistake, because it's not .com. I think it's
the dot net.
It's dot net. Yes.
Dot net. Okay.
Listentoyourbody.net.
Okay.
Because if you realize, like in those days, I saw that I would eat many, many more times because of principle or habit. Those were the most.
Habits are a big thing, aren't they? I mean, we were raised as children. You eat 3 meals. You eat 3 meals at this time, and you do it.
Yeah, that's right. And habit of eating this and that for breakfast, or habit of having cookies in the evening or whatever. And and principle is you eat so it doesn't waste, you know, or somebody prepares a meal for you and you don't dare.
Don't hurt their feelings, eat their food. Yep, heard that one too.
You know, principle is good or bad, you know.
Yeah.
And so that used to be my main problem then. So that meant I was very rigid. The supposed to, the good, bad was running my life in every aspect of my life also. But we also eat out of emotion, because we have anger or we feel lonely or... we can eat also of gourmandise. I don't know how to say that in English, gourmandise, because in my book, even the translator kept the same word. Do you use that word in English? Gourmand?
Do you mean gourmet? Like gourmet food?
No, well, gourmet is a person that likes fancy food.
Okay.
But gourmand is the person that eats like a little greedy, you know. Or eats,
I call them like little pig. Like greedy pig. I don't. That's the only way I can say. I'm a grandma too, and I've been around my grandchildren for the last weekend. So.
Well, in the book, I explained it better. Like gourmandise would be, you let your senses run you. Like it looks good, it smells good, it feels good. It
okay, touch, no
know?
Willpower.
So that means that you let your senses, you know, influence you.
Okay.
So when you realize that you eat that way, because I see me, I have guests here a lot because I like to cook in my home. And some people, as soon as they see the food, they can't help it. They have to eat it because they see it and it's there. So they pick at it all the time.
Yeah.
And they cannot, you know, they have no willpower for that. So that means that those people are letting other people influence them in their life also in other areas.
Yeah.
If you let the food, your senses influence you. So this is why it's so interesting if you do your, at the end of the week, you know, there's a little overall of what you ate and why you ate. It tells so much about yourself. And
so let's talk a little bit more about this. So you have what everyone does, because everyone, you've got homework, you know that, right? Everyone listening, you're going to have some homework. So, okay, so people are going to eat and they're going to write down beside the emotion they feel after they've eaten it. Is that what you're saying that you want them to do?
Well, first, if they take that journal that I have created, they just write down everything they ate. Let's say they sit down at 9 o'clock at night and they start writing down on the way going down. You know, like what I had for dinner, for lunch, for breakfast, and in between the meals, they just write it down. Then after they try to say, well, was I really hungry when I ate that? So if you said, no, I don't think I was very hungry, so then they know that if they did not eat because they were very hungry, it meant that they eat for other reasons.
Yeah.
So then they have to think, like, what was happening when I ate that? And so they try to find, because at first you're a little mixed up or you don't remember, but try to make a little tick, you know, in the column that goes with what you had to eat. Drink. So then, you know, like during the whole week, like the daily food journal is on the paper, is good for 1 week, for 7 days.
Okay, good. Let's take a commercial break because we got so much to talk about. Gotta get these commercials in. So folks, stay tuned. Get your paper out if you haven't been writing all this stuff down, because we're going to give you a lot more right after this break. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
In to the Michelle Bond Show. Awaken to a new reality. Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern. This call-in show with Vedic astrologer, expert, and holistic health practitioner Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information and restores your health and well-being through learning the latest complementary and alternative medicine modalities. Visit themichellebondshow.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there-done-that no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousRepatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
You're listening to The Joseph Gabby Show. I'm Sue London, filling the host seat today for my dear friend, Joseph Gabby. Joseph will be back with you next week, just to let you know. My guest today is Lise Burbo, and today our topic is Stop Trying to Control Your Weight. And before the break, Lise was telling us about writing down what you eat is really the first step of becoming aware of making changes. And once you make those changes, you just watch all the positive things that start to happen. Now, Lise, another thing that I wanted to talk to you about is understanding what our body really needs. Can we talk about that?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But first, I just want to add to what you just said that sure. I suggest we write down not to control ourselves, not to say, right. Okay, I must be aware of so I only eat what's good for me. It's mostly to just to know because you see, the difference in the attitude. If I say, oh, wow, thanks to my food, thanks to my junk food I ate, because of that, I just learned this about myself. You see, then there's no guilt. We are using our food to learn about ourselves, not to punish ourselves or to say, mm-hmm. you know, stop eating all this junk food.
Yeah.
Because we all know that the needs, everybody has the same needs. You know, we need proteins, lipids, carbohydrates. We need vitamins, minerals. Mm-hmm. We don't need all this extra salt and extra fat that we get in the junk food. The biggest need and the one that most people forget is mm-hmm. water. Water is very, very good to help you lose weight. But, you know, it's this I am so shocked by watching people that they don't drink water. They drink, when they are very thirsty, then they drink a big glass of water and it goes right through. The body does not absorb it because it's too dry. You know, like if you have a very dry plant and you put a big glass of water in it, it goes right through. It falls on the floor.
Oh, true. It's
and,
so true.
So it's the same with the body, and then you have to run to the bathroom. People say, I don't want to drink because I have to run to the bathroom. If you do, it's because you drink too fast, too much at the time. For people who have problem with weight, the water, two quarts of water a day.
I always have water with me. Always.
Yes.
Water.
It's such
very
a
important.
Good habit, you know.
Yeah.
But little at a time. Because people say, oh, yeah, well, I drink coffee. I eat soup. No, that's
I
not
know.
Water.
I've heard that, too. They think it's a liquid, but it's not the same as water.
Liquid is not water. Liquid is liquid. You know, you do need a liquid. But water, it has to be pure H2O. It's body. That's what the body needs to cleanse all the time. So these are what the body needs. But you see, when you ask yourself, am I really hungry? And then it says, yeah, I'm really hungry. What am I hungry for? Mm-hmm. So you just let, like, first, I have come up with some questions. Am I hungry for something sweet or not too sweet, or for something warm or cold or hard or soft, you know? So questions like that, it helps you to focus more. Mm-hmm. And then, because the body knows what it needs all the time. It knows if it needs some proteins or carbohydrates. If it's missing something, the body will make you think of something in the food that has the nutrients that you need, you know?
You're right, yeah. And I really listen to my body. You know, I don't know why, but I go through periods where I want to have something crunchy. What do you know? I apologize if I'm putting you on the spot, but is there an emotional reason behind something crunchy? Have you ever heard?
The crunchy, that's another part of the book. It would take so long to explain all that. I explained if you get all these urges of spicy or crunchy or salty or caffeine, everything that it says about yourself. But usually crunchy things is for people who are more rigid. Like, this is me also. I like crunchy things.
Okay.
You know, we like something that makes noise and
when you say that, when I look at when I want the crunchy is when I'm learning new technology and I get very stressed, like, why is this not going my way? So that's what makes total sense for me.
Yeah.
Total sense. Yeah.
Because when we're rigid, it means we are too demanding of ourselves. We want to be too perfect and.
Yep.
This, I talk more about that in my book on the wounds, which is very, very popular also, about the five wounds, you know. So when you're rigid, it's connected to the wound of injustice. So we want everything to be just, to be perfect. And
yes. Well, I call myself a recovering perfectionist because I can let the house be a bit messy now and let things slip a little bit. Everything doesn't have to be perfect. So I call myself a recovering perfectionist.
Yeah. but this is what I learned with my food, how rigid I was, demanding for myself and others, and very controlling with others also.
Okay.
Wanting things my way, the way I wanted it, when I wanted it, and, having a hard time to let go and accept the difference with other people. So it all comes down actually to loving yourself and love others, you know.
Yeah.
This is the basis of my teaching, how to love yourself enough so that you feed yourself, you nourish yourself.
Yes.
The best you can. And even if you don't, you know that you're not listening to your needs, you're giving something to your body that it's gonna give it a lot of work to digest that and eliminate that. But loving yourself is say, okay, today I'm lonely, today I'm angry, or today I feel disappointed in myself, and this is it. I want to take it on, you know, to make up for it with food. So, okay, that's the way I am today. So this is loving yourself. Because people think loving themselves is controlling themselves not to do it. But doesn't work. You always start over again. And if you say, I'm the only one that has to assume the consequences of that, I know I might be constipated, or I might have trouble digesting, or I might gain a pound or two because of that, but it's my consequences. And when I have, you know, I've had enough of these consequences, then I'll do something else. So you just have to just allow yourself things, you know, like accept that you're not always perfect, that you're not, you can't be perfect in everything. That's impossible.
Yes. Yeah. And there's so many people that feel they need to be. And, and that was the old me. And I was a real emotional eater, in my past. And you're right. When I started loving myself, because I had gone through abuse in my first marriage. So I had so many worthy issues and,
and no confidence in this kind of stuff. So when I started making that change to loving myself, that is when my eating really, really changed.
Yeah.
And I don't even, you know, when I go in a store, I don't even see those chocolate bars or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I see the grapes and the bananas, like the fruit and the salads and stuff like that, you know?
Okay. And if one day, you feel like having chocolate, do you just allow yourself to have it?
I don't even like chocolate.
No.
No, I have just absolutely no desire. But, I mean, if I wanted a piece of cheesecake, oh, I'd have a piece. That wouldn't hold me back and I wouldn't feel guilty. Yeah.
Okay.
But I just find I don't crave that stuff. It's more I'm now wanting the healthy stuff, you know? And that,
yeah.
But I've really done a lot of work on myself internally, and that, you know,
yeah.
What you're saying is exactly, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, we have to give ourselves some time before we can get to the point where we want more and more the good things, the things that our body needs. It comes so natural. Like now, I don't even think about it. I go to the restaurant and it's automatic, you know.
It does become a habit, for sure.
Yeah, like, yeah. What do I feel like eating? You know, before I look at the menu.
Yeah.
Do I feel like fish or spaghetti or whatever? Like, it comes very easy, and especially in the restaurant, you have so much choice.
Yeah, exactly. So, folks, the moral of what you're hearing today is take the first step, become aware of what you're eating, write it down. You don't feel guilty when you're writing down. This is just to help you to understand the emotions you have when you have stuff. We're out of time. Lisa, can you believe how fast this show went? Tell everybody your website is listentoyourbody.net. Now, we have not, we were talking before the break about the chart, and I know Chrissy said she couldn't find the chart on your website. Do you maybe want to just send that to me after the show? And
yes.
So for everyone to get this, I'll add that to my Facebook fan page, AskSueLondon.com, folks. Or Ask Sue London, and I'll also add it on my blog at AskSueLondon.com. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Because then we'll make sure everyone gets a copy of that lease.
Okay. And there's also, they can go to the on our website, they'll see that I have three other books. I have four books now in English.
Okay.
And if we send a newsletter four times a year to our people, so if you want to subscribe to our newsletter, you can let us know also on the website, so we'll be happy to send you the news about, you know, when we do some workshops in your area, you can find that out also.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for being here with us today.
This time has
gone so fast. And folks, we're going to take a commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to empower you. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Okay.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get ready for a new and brighter future with The Joseph Gabby Show. Consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination and fulfill your life's destiny. This hit show will clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness using numerology and an endless list of life-energizing tools live on air. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
We are back on the Joseph Gabby Show. I am Sue London here with you today, filling the host seat for my dear friend Joseph. And Joseph will be back next week joining you with his next week's guest. We have had a great show so far, and we talked about become aware of your weight, writing stuff down. And during the show, I mentioned stories of my own personal journey. And I thought what I want to do now is just simply empower you to continue and grow more on that journey. So as I said during the show, I talked about my personal journey, how I had to overcome, and I went on to heal Crohn's disease. I had a life and death pregnancy. My weight, folks, actually went down to just 80 pounds. I was given just 30 minutes to live in my life after my intestine had burst. I went through abuse. I had a near-death experience that was absolutely life-changing for me in so many ways. I became empowered after I learned a husband of 16 years had a girlfriend. Then I went through divorce. And then I went on to create the life that I absolutely love. I am 100% happy, healthy, and I'm remarried, but this time I married Mr. Right. Have to share that with you because that's really important that you're with that Mr. or Mrs. Right. Now, with all of these challenges that I faced in my life, I discovered a very empowering quote. I want to share that with you now because this is something that you're going to want to write down too. Chrissy, I hope you got your pen ready there, my producer friend.
I do.
Okay, this quote is, change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at change. I'm going to say it again for you all, okay? Write this down if you're not. I haven't done it yet. Change the way you look at things, and the things that you look at change. Now, that quote, folks, helped me to become so much more positive in my life. I took those words and I plastered them on sticky notes. And I put them everywhere in my house, in my car, in my office. And I read them over and over and over until I had it just ingrained in my brain. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. Folks, no matter what challenges we face, we always have a choice to be different or to do different. Now, the old me, I'm going to honestly tell you, would always turn to food for comfort. I'm saying was an emotional eater in a huge way.
But then I discovered how my dog, my little 14-pound little Shih Tzu Rocky, was so much more better and comforting me than food was. And it was so much more healthier for me than the food. His unconditional love gave me the strength to face my fears and my challenges. So if you've got a pet, don't turn to food, turn to your pet instead. Number one piece of advice. And instead of looking at things in a negative way and say, it's not possible, turn things around. Use those phrases as affirmations. And instead say, it is possible. I can do anything that I set my mind to. I am happy and healthy. I am wealthy. You see the difference when you focus on those powerful phrases, how better it makes you feel? You'll feel more confident. You'll feel like you can just handle anything. Now, I can tell you firsthand that miracles do happen. And when you start believing that, you can and you will create whatever it is in your life. Whatever you desire, you can do it. And you have to believe that miracles happen. And I'm going to give you proof of this right now. 20 years ago, this coming Friday will be Friday, March the 29th. A doctor told me 20 years ago Friday that I had to make a choice. I was pregnant with my second child. The Crohn's disease had flared up. My weight was just at 80 pounds, and the doctor told me that only one of us was going to live, either myself or my baby. Can you imagine being in that place? Well, I'm a firm believer that everything in our life happens for a reason. I was pregnant for a reason, and I was going to stay pregnant. And I knew that both of us were going to come out of that challenge. So the decision that I made was that I fired my doctor, folks, and I got a new one. Now, here we are 20 years later, and that healthy baby girl is celebrating her 20th birthday on Friday, March the 29th. Now, do miracles happen, I ask you? And I will tell you, for sure they do. And that is one example of many miracles that have happened in my life. Now, your belief system is where it's going to start. And the words that you say are very, very powerful. So start becoming aware of what the words are that are coming out of your mouth. Are they positive? Are you saying all the time, I can't do this, I can't have this, I can't, this won't work, and all negative, negative? Or are they, I can do this, this is going to happen? Are you being positive? Start now changing that area. Whatever comes out of your mouth, become aware. And if it's negative, change it. Huge, huge thing. Easy to do, become aware and change it. And I always say, if I can do that, then anybody can do it. Because if anyone had a lot of work to do, that was me. I'll tell you that firsthand. Now, instead of thinking of doom and gloom and disaster, change it around and say, what is the solution? What can I do to change this? So let's look at some different areas, okay? If you're overweight, don't turn to food more. It's going to make it worse. Go for a walk. Years ago, when I was going through all kinds of stress around going through a divorce, I could have turned to food. You know, what we all call the fun food, and you know the food I'm talking about, right? Well, when I started going to a gym instead of turning to that food, I found that an amazing thing happened. I actually loved working out. Who knew? And I met some incredible people who were very positive and great energy for me too. Okay? So shift around that area. If you can't go to a gym, exercise, go for walks, do whatever you can around that. And if you're not happy with your job, well, don't turn to food, but make a list of what it is that you want to do in your life. You've heard Lee say about making the list of what you eat. Well, make a list of the first step, and that's going to help you to manifest what you truly want in your life. And if you're angry, write a letter. Get all your emotions out only for you to see, and then tear it up or burn it. Now, these are just a
couple simple tools that you can do to make positive changes in your life. And I say, if anybody can do it, if I can do it, anybody can do it. Now I want to share with you that starting on Tuesday, April the 2nd at 7 p.m., I'm going to be beginning a monthly coaching and healing teleclass. So go to my website, AskSueLondon.com, and at the training tab, you'll see a program called Coaching and Healing. There's coaching and Reiki going to be sent to you. All those details are on the website. Check that out. And we're out of time. Gosh, it's gone fast. I have enjoyed filling in today, and I want to thank all of you for tuning in and for our guest, Lise Burbo, for joining us. Next week on Joseph's show is Deb and Ed Shapiro, and the topic will be Be the Change, How Meditation Can Transform You and the World. And join me on Thursday at 5 p.m. Eastern with my guest, Dr. Nicola Bird, and our topic is Unleash Your True Brilliance, You're All You Need to Succeed. I've enjoyed being with you. I hope something we have said will help you along your journey. And I want to wish you all the very best, much love, and many blessings. Have a wonderful week, everyone.
You've been listening to The Joseph Gabby Show, consciously living your destiny. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to break through stagnation and procrastination, fulfill your life's destiny, and clear mental, emotional, physical, and spiritual stuckness. Get ready for a new and brighter future. Remember, our live call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. To find out more about Joseph and how to discover the power of blueprint numerology and spiritual healing, visit www.consciouslylivingyourdestiny.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. Higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, babe. Lord,
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.